Chelsea has always been having problems with none of these guys being able to resolve that conflict. So it is also, again, wanting to be seen to be doing something about it. But what is positive, and we would have to wait, is the decision to agree to a form of deployment of resources to try to minimize and address the DRC question. But it's still a problem that many years later, we have not come to a possibility of resolving the DRC. I mean, this is more than two decades back. The DRC has never known peace since Lumumba died. So that is the challenge of that region.
Professor, how would this mission or deployment be different from the East African Community mission there or from the United Nations force, which is supposed to be ending soon?
Well, I don't think it would be different. I guess for as long as there's a problem, there will always be a way in which you try to find a different way of approaching issues. Sometimes you may find that there's also an issue of fatigue by the people who are involved, and they would say, we go so far and no further. And others will come in and try to do their part. But I think until we go to the core of the problem in the DRC, because when you go to the core of the issues in the DRC, they all have to do with mineral resources. It's all a scramble for those. And you also have even multinationals that are engaged because they are beneficiaries for what has become an extraction industry of mineral resources. And some of the leaders in Africa are implicated. And for as long as we have the colonial project where Africa is a place of extraction of minerals, we'll continue to have this because the so-called rebels or armies, they are given resources to buy weapons.
So, but all this is coming, Professor, as DRC is scheduled to hold election December 20. What do you think, and is this election possible at all, given the insecurity in the east of the country?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think if we want to have proper elections, other than a PR exercise to make sure that the incumbent enjoys a certain form of legitimacy, then you can simply see this as nothing more than a legitimacy attempt or exercise in providing legitimacy when the conditions themselves make it impossible. But as I say, SADC is a poor partner in terms of somebody you can rely on when it comes to the notion of pronouncing on whether elections are fair or free. And right now, the conditions in the DRC, for all intents and purposes, are such that you can't actually say you're going to have credible elections.
Professor, thank you so much again. A pleasure to speak with you always.
You're welcome.